Blog Talk Radio.
There will be darkness in some parts of the United States, not really every part. As I looked at the list of states that will be affected, Maryland, D.C., Virginia is not affected. Even Baltimore is not affected. But the eclipse is going to go through other states like Kentucky and other states, but not this area. So we don't have bad weather here. That's one thing God has done for us. We don't have really bad weather here like thunderstorms, tornadoes, and other things coming here. God has blessed us with good weather here in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Baltimore area. We have good weather here. So we thank God. But it's nothing to fear about. It happened before, and it has happened and happened and happened. When the moon covers the sun, and then there will be darkness for a period of time, maybe, well, it varies, depends. Sometimes it will be a couple of minutes, and so on and so forth. But we pray for divine protection for everyone. If it's not very necessary, you could stay at home. It's not very necessary for you to come out tomorrow. I know some people will still have to go to work. Some people will still have to go to business and jobs and other things. Nothing wrong with that. God is our protection. We don't have to fear. Welcome, man.
Yes, sir. Happy Sunday, sir.
Yes, sir. We don't have to fear. God is with us, protecting us, so everything will be all right by the grace of God. We have had eclipse before, and it's not new that everyone will be protected, because sometimes there are some situations that come up, like when the darkness comes like that, some vehicles that are in motion, they could collide with other vehicles or some other places and some other things. We don't pray for such things to happen. We pray for peace. So we're still going to pray for this thing tomorrow, that everything will be okay. We don't want to hear that some people died somewhere, some people had accidents or plane crash or train derailment or so. We pray for peace. Yes, so let us pray that prayer now. Let's pray about this thing coming tomorrow, that all will be well in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for good weather. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord God, tomorrow,
God,
about tomorrow, that we should be courageous. Oh Lord God, that the battle of tomorrow is ours. That the battle of tomorrow is not ours. Oh Lord God, help us fight the battle of tomorrow. Oh Lord God, the heaven in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Tomorrow is Lord of Jesus covered. Oh Lord God, the heaven in the name of God. No weapon fashion against us of tomorrow. We bow the enemy. Will not be afraid, will not be discouraged of tomorrow. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Tomorrow of all nations will be better in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Tomorrow belongs unto God Almighty. The battle of tomorrow, according to 2 Chronicles 20, 2 Chronicles 20, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged of tomorrow. that the battle of tomorrow belongs unto God, and God is the one fighting the battle of tomorrow, that we just have to stand still.
In
the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Holy Ghost, fire, ring, who stayed them, who came, who stayed them, 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 who
stayed them, And then Jesus turned to the sea and spoke, "Peace, be still." Just one word. As soon as Jesus spoke that word, the peace, the whole sea became calm. Everywhere was calm. And everything was in control. Jesus has spoken his word. Peace, be still. The author of peace, the owner of peace, is the prince of peace. So he released peace. You can't give out what you don't have. You can only give out what you have. Jesus has peace. He is the prince of peace. So when Jesus opened his mouth and said, "Peace be still," it means peace be still. And you could see that the wind obeys, the storm obeys, the rivers obey, the waters obey, and everything became calm. St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, I'm reading from Mark chapter 4, 39, when Jesus spoke to turbulent water. Jesus spoke to inanimate objects. Jesus spoke to the trees. Jesus spoke to sicknesses and diseases. Jesus spoke, and each time he spoke like that, it's always like that. Because he don't change his word. His word is yea and amen. Jesus spoke to the sea. The sea. Tonight, Jesus is speaking to you, be still. Everyone that is coming to this service tonight, already we are over 6,000 people in this service already, and more are still coming. Everyone coming to this service tonight, Jesus is saying to you, peace be still. Peace be still in your family, your home, your business, your finances, your marriage, your education. Jesus is saying to you tonight, peace be still. And there will be peace because he's the prince of peace, the owner of peace, the author of peace. And when he said, peace be still, the water calmed down. Peace be still to the United States of America. Peace be still. Have good weather. Peace be still. Have peace in your life. Have peace and joy and love and blessings in your life. That's what Jesus meant when he spoke peace. Because the waters were troubled. The sea was troubled. And the boat was almost capsized. And there was no hope. Do you know many times you get into danger and everything is shaky? Of course, God said, there's a shaking. The shaking has begun. There's a shaking. And everything shakeable is being shaken. Jesus has the answer. When your life is turbulent and trouble and you are being pushed here and there by storms of life and winds, evil winds and storms, bad weather, and the waters are troubling you, and it is like you are sinking, it's like water is entering your boat, you are drowning. The Prince of Peace is here to speak to you. Peace be still. And when he speaks that word, everything comes under control. He sends his word. And his word went forth and brought salvation and deliverance to the people. I got peace like a river I got peace like a river.
that will come in this place. Omnipotent God of mercy and grace, come and be present in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Today's topic is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Genesis 1, verse 2. And the Spirit of God moves upon the water. Even the water, in the Spirit of God is on that water. Genesis 6, 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for man is flesh. Holy Spirit is very important in our life. Isaiah 51:1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of God must be upon us. He has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek, and has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Matthew 10:20, for it is not ye that speaketh, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
Yes.
John 14:16-26, and I will pray, Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Holy Spirit is a spirit that abides with us forever. It's a comforter. Holy Spirit is a comforter. It's a comforting spirit.
Yeah.
John 14:17. Even the Spirit whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. It's not everybody that have the Holy Spirit must be born again. One must be born again to have the Holy Spirit. Acts 5:3-4. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, to keep back part of the price of the land? When we lie, the Holy Spirit knows whether we are lying or not. Even the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Romans 1:4, I declare to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Holiness is the Spirit of the Holy Spirit by resurrection of the dead.
Yeah.
Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. See, Holy Spirit is Spirit of Christ and is the Spirit of life that made me free from the law of sin and death. The Holy Spirit of life in Christ Jesus make us free from sin and death.
Amen.
Galatians 4:6, and because ye are son of God, has sent forth the Spirit of his Son. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son.
Amen.
We are a half cry, Abba Father. It's only those that have Holy Spirit that can call God Father. That's what makes us to call God our Father, when we have the Holy Spirit in us. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without spot? So, Holy Spirit is an eternal Spirit. Eternal Spirit means a spirit that will be in one forever.
Yes.
Holy Spirit is a spirit of baptism. It's a baptism spirit. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit is the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of life, spirit that makes us call Abba Father. As a Christian, we must study about the Holy Spirit very well so that we can appreciate in his presence in our life. Psalm 139:7-12, the Holy Spirit even the hand lead me and the right hand shall hold me. Holy Spirit is the Spirit that leads us. Is the Spirit that lead us. Luke 1:35, and the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. So angel of the Lord told him that the thing, Jesus Christ that will be born by Mary will be filled of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:11, the Holy Spirit. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of holiness, knows about everything. We have a lot of song on the Holy Spirit too. John 3:8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. If one is born of the Holy Spirit, nobody knows how we are about in life. It's the Holy Spirit that directs us. The Holy Spirit is like a wind.
Yes.
Whatever direction it blows, nobody knows. 1 Corinthians 12:4. The same Spirit gives diversity of gift, but same Spirit gives different types of gift.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 13:14. We can know God by His the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy.
Yes.
Joy in the Holy Ghost. There is joy in the Holy Spirit. Anybody that have the Holy Spirit automatically has joy. Love, joy, peace. Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and mercy. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. John chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. What is the role of the Holy Spirit when woman is born again? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he must be born of water and of the Spirit. We cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you are not born of water and the Spirit, You cannot enter the kingdom of God without the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 2 verse 4. On the day of Pentecost, the people were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Speaking in tongues is Holy Spirit gift. Speaking in tongues is Holy Spirit, is power of God. When we speak in tongues, most people don't understand about speaking in tongues. They find this strange. But when you speak in the tongue, one is invoking the power of God. Some people are afraid of it. They say, when we speak it, we don't even know what it means. Then why should we be speaking? When one speaks in tongues, the anointing of God falls on one, and one feels fresh.
Yes.
John 14, verse 16. And now we pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that
yes,
he may abide with you forever. Holy Spirit is a comforter. It's a spirit that abides with us forever. It's a spirit of truth.
Yes.
John 14, 17, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it knoweth him not. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be with you. Holy Spirit dwells with us and is with us, and we know that the Holy Spirit is a comforter. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit brings all things to our remembrance. Holy Spirit reproves us of sin.
Yes.
Holy Spirit has a lot of verses with different types of work he performs in our lives. Acts chapter 9 verse 31. Churches can experience the Holy Spirit. The churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee, Samaria, and were edified. They were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And the comfort of the Holy Spirit were multiplied. The church of God must have Holy Spirit. The people in the churches of God must have Holy Spirit in them. The church needs the Holy Spirit. Romans 6:16, the Holy Spirit bear witness with our own spirit that we are the children of God.
Yes.
If we have the Holy Spirit in us, we are children of God. His Holy Spirit reveals things to us. Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit always help our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. The Holy Spirit make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered.
Yeah.
In our prayer, Holy Spirit intercede for us.
Yes.
Holy Spirit help us minister the gospel of God. Holy Spirit help
yes.
us to minister the gospel of God. Romans 8:27, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for us.
Yeah.
Yes. Holy Spirit intercede for us. So name a few. I just mentioned one or two more because it's a lot.
Yes.
Holy Spirit is doing a lot in our life.
Amen.
Therefore, give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God. So anybody that is born again have the Spirit of God and call and know that God and Jesus we call Jesus our cause. Anyone that has the Spirit of God, we now call Jesus our cause. Holy Spirit give us word of wisdom. He gives us word of knowledge. Holy Spirit give us faith. Gift of healing through the Holy Spirit. Working of miracles through the Holy Spirit. Prophecy through the Holy Spirit. Discerning spirit through the Holy Spirit. Different kinds of tongues through the Holy Spirit. Interpretation of tongues by the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit works all things for us, and God be with us as we learn about more of the Holy Spirit and let the Spirit of God dwell richly in us.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes, we're going to pray for the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus ascended of, Jesus resurrected on Sunday. He was on earth for another 40 days, and he told them, wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. And so they went to the upper room, made house, 120 believers in the upper room. They were praying for the Holy Spirit to come down, and the Holy Spirit came down the day of Pentecost. And feed them. We're speaking in tongues, and the church was empowered to do evangelism. So we are going to pray for the Holy Spirit to come into our lives, our churches, our ministries. Courage is the Holy Spirit. Is the engine room for the work. You know, so we are going to pray that the Holy Spirit will take absolute control and be with us and walk with us. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus?
Holy Spirit of God, descend upon us and let us receive power from above. Holy Spirit to walk with us in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, empower us. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, be with us. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. Perfect everything concerning us. Holy Spirit, bring things to remembrance for us. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. You are the Spirit of remembrance. You are a comforting Spirit. Comfort us, Holy Spirit. Remind us things, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, dwell in us so that we might be able to cry Abba, Father. That God is our Father. Holy Spirit, minister to us that we are children of God. Holy Spirit, descend upon me and my family, and let us receive power from above. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
Giving glory to thy Lord, he
reigns. Giving glory to thy Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Giving glory to thy Lord, he reigns. Adoring to the Lord, amen. Adoring to the Lord, amen. Amen, amen, amen. glory to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, so we're going to stop here today. And I know God has blessed everyone with the word of God. We continue to pray for the Holy Spirit, knowing the evidence of speaking in tongues. And we'll pray for tomorrow's weather to be good. Don't want to hear bad stories tomorrow.
What did they say will happen tomorrow, sir? What did they say about tomorrow's weather? What did they say about tomorrow's weather?
Earthquake? But not in this area. It's not going to be in this area. It's going to be in other states. Not here in D.C., Virginia, Baltimore. The sun, the moon is going to overshadow the sun, and then there will be darkness. That will be the afternoon, anywhere from 1 p.m. There will be darkness for some minutes or so. So that's what we're preparing for.
It's not in Maryland.
Not really Maryland, because the news, if you look at the news, they mentioned the state where it will be very apparent. Not Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Baltimore. Not around here.
Okay. Not Colombia, because we are in Colombia area.
Yeah, Colombia is under Baltimore. So, this is not happening around here. It's happening in Kentucky and that state.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
So,
because I was afraid in my head.
Yeah, we're going to say the grace. We want to thank every one of you for joining us in this service. God continue to bless you all. Please forward the messages to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it, and share it, and let it go viral. God bless you all. Thank you for encouraging us in this ministry. The Lord reward you all abundantly. In the name of Amen and Amen. Yeah, let's say the grace. And may the grace
the
of our,
grace
Lord, Jesus
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God,
and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Surely
goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Shalom.
God
bless you all. God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Good night.
All right.
Yeah, have a nice week. Yeah.
Yes.